listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. The results are in, and Scott Morrison has today been censured over his multiple secret portfolios while in the top job. Polly's voting on it in the House of Reps this morning.
The result of the division is ayes 86, noes 50.
Liberals' Bridget Archer crossing the floor in support of it.
I've relentlessly advocated for more integrity in politics and fought for an integrity commission that would begin to restore the public's faith in elected officials. To sit quietly now would be hypocritical, and I firmly believe we should be intentional in the actions we take to ensure that we do not let this happen again.
The vote coming after Mr. Morrison was given the chance to defend himself. He told Parliament that Australia emerged stronger under his government and COVID was an extremely challenging time.
Mr. Speaker, I am proud of my achievements in this place, and I am proud of my government, Mr. Speaker. I am proud, Mr. Speaker, at a time of extreme trial, my government stood up and faced the abyss of uncertainty that our country looked into.
Meantime, PM Anthony Albanese accused Mr. Morrison of hubris and abuse of power, calling it a sad moment.
A profoundly sad moment in the life of our national parliament. But to ignore it would be to be complicit in saying, well, that was okay.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.